In the aftermath of Easter, we read the closing verses of that resurrection chapter, 1 Corinthians 15, verses 57 and 58. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. People talk about having or wanting a win-win situation. Win-win means that under the right circumstances, there are two likely outcomes, either of which would be a good thing. If you are in a win-win scenario, you can't lose. Well, not everything in life is going to be like that. This is not the case, for example, in a baseball or softball game where there are no ties, or in a military conflict on a battlefield where one army is trying to beat the other and the loss would mean death for many soldiers. Sometimes it seems that win-win is impossible because we face the kind of opponent who is dead set on bringing us down, and that opponent has the power to pull it off. Here we should turn to the spiritual and notice Satan as that kind of enemy who can exploit our weakness of sin, which causes the loss of life for you and me, not just life on earth, but especially life with God. Thanks be to God, however, for sending Jesus. Because of our risen Savior, every day can be a win-win for you and me. That even includes the day of death. Boy, if ever a day had losing written all over it, wouldn't it be the day of a person's death? I'm thinking here of the natural point of view. Isn't death, after all, the day when the body loses its soul, the person loses his time on earth, and the family loses the dying loved one? Yes, that's true, but if that person dies believing in Christ, Jesus gains that person for all eternity, and that dying believer gains the prize of eternal life, which no one can take away, not even the devil. This ultimate win of life everlasting is no mere dream or wish. It's the promise of God, echoed in the comforting verses of 1 Corinthians 15. Death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your sting? O grave, where is your victory? But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. You understand, I hope, that the victory mentioned here is already won for us, already given to us, and it is comprehensive. It is the complete victory over all of our sins because Jesus has paid for every single one of them on the cross, causing His Father, our God, to forgive all of them. This is also the victory over what death can do, making, in effect, our grave just like His. A temporary situation, a temporary holding place, and that casket, if we're buried, nothing more than a bed from which the body will rise, fully restored, completely healthy, in the sin-free, death-free state it was always meant to have. That is our hope, not only as a promise, but also in the proof the guarantee given by the fact that Christ is risen. So we can think of that perfect life in heaven to be experienced in the risen body as the ultimate grand prize, because you cannot do any better than that. That means that your Heavenly Father is the prize giver, and Jesus, the successful prize winner. Every believer is going to be the prize receiver. And that last day that we have, be it the day of our death, is the ultimate win. The day when we claim the prize waiting for us. Now, what about all the other days in between, like today, tomorrow, finals week, summertime after graduation? Here too, because of our risen Savior, every day can be a winning situation for those who follow Him. Verse 58 is to the point. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Let's pay close attention to the sequence here. We don't work for the Lord to gain the victory of life. It's the other way around. We already have that victory and claim it even now by faith, by trusting what Jesus did for us, not what we do for Him. When Paul says, therefore, because of that victory given, be steadfast, immovable, he's thinking of the gospel as solid ground, a safe place to have both feet of our faith planted firmly, and there we should stay put, don't move. Now, once you're in that safe position, you don't sit around doing nothing. The Lord gives you and me opportunities every day to serve Him. Paul calls it abounding in the work of the Lord. Surely that would include, amongst other things, serving as a faithful pastor or teacher in the public ministry, something which the Lord may have in store for some of you students. But let's admit that Paul wrote these words to people who, for the most part, were not in the public ministry. So there must be other ways to abound in the work of the Lord. For example, this can and does happen when you are or become a faithful Christian wife or husband. When you also are or become a faithful Christian parent or child. Abounding in the work of the Lord would include taking all of your school assignments and responsibilities seriously and carrying them out to the glory of God. Doing the work of the Lord can be as simple a thing and unseen too as prayer. Talking to God, even if you don't say words, asking Him, especially, to bless other people for the benefit of their souls. Here we can think of what James says, the effective fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. And let's not forget the work that all Christians share in the Great Commission, helping in a variety of ways to spread the gospel, that same victory of life, to all other people. As long as what we say and do is truly done for Him by faith, it is not labor in vain. It is work that the Lord will accept as valuable, worthwhile, even if nobody else notices it. The victory of Christ does make each day a win-win for all of us. If God chooses to extend our time on earth, let's make it that day a win for Him by living our lives to His glory, following the lead of His Word. And if today or tomorrow is going to be our last, may we claim the prize as our last and best win of all. Let each day bring as the echo in your heart these great words: "Thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen."